بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. This is the beginning of the next quarter and beginning of the second quarter of the Quran Sharif. Allah brought the same ayat, exactly the same, in which Allah says, O children of Israel, remember my ni'mats which I blessed you with, and that I had given you superiority in your time over the rest of the people of the world. So for about half a supara, the second quarter and the third quarter of the first supara, half a supara, Allah Ta'ala referred to the Bani Israel. Allah started the address with Ya Bani Israel, speaking to them directly, which is a great, great honor for them, that who Allah speaks to directly, like with the believers, just under 90 times, 87 times in the Quran Sharif, Allah has addressed the people of Iman, Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu. Ulama write, whenever we read this word, Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu, we should realize that Allah Ta'ala is speaking to us directly. And this is a very, very great honor that Allah, the Most High, Most Supreme, and He is addressing me, He is addressing us directly. So Allah addressed the Bani Israel also three times in the Quran Sharif. One was at the beginning of this whole subject, of the beginning of the second quarter. And Allah Ta'ala referred to them, and this is an address of great love, that O children of Israel, O children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. And then in between, one time Allah addressed them with Ya Bani Israel, and this is the third time. But when they did not pay heed, they did not appreciate that Allah is speaking to them personally and directly, then Allah never addressed them again with that. And that is a thing of great, great sorrow and a great punishment on its own. On the day of Qiyamah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the non-believers won't be allowed to even see Allah Ta'ala. Allah won't speak to them also. And that they were, from that it is realized that just to see Allah Ta'ala, that Allah speaks to a person, is the greatest ni'mat in this world. So Allah Ta'ala gave them the opportunity three times, but when they did not heed, then Allah Ta'ala took away that great honor and never addressed them again with Ya Bani Israel. Also, the Quran has taught us any subject that we have, deliver. We prepare an article, an essay, for example. We give a bayan. The most effective way is, first at the beginning, to mention what you are going to speak about. And then you explain it in detail. And at the end again, by way of summary, remind again of that subject. And according to linguists also, this is the most effective way of address. And this is what the Quran Sharif has taught us. So at the beginning, Allah Ta'ala brought the same ayat, and then in half a supara, about 31 of the evil qualities Allah mentioned in detail. And then again at the end, again as a summary to the end, Allah mentions again a summarily all the ni'mats of Allah which Allah had blessed them with. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, O the children of Israel, which was another name for Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, Udhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. Yaad karo ihsan hamare, jo humne tum par kiye. Remember all those ni'mats of mine, which I had favored you with. That is, remember, it's not your own achievement. It is I who had given you all these ni'mat. So remember them, that I was kind to you. Without you being worthy of it in any way, I blessed you with it. And one special favor, وَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ اور اس کو کہ ہم نے تم کو برائی دی اہل عالم پر. And that we had given you for superiority over the people of the world. That is, in the time of the Bani Israel, Allah had given them superiority over all other people. And this also unfortunately went to their head, and they thought they are Ahl Kitab, so they are deserving of all those ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Yeah, we are reminded also where Allah has spoken to us directly, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, and many places Allah has explained the various favors of His upon us, His commandments which He has given to us directly. We should also appreciate all that. And everyone has to realize that whatever favors he has got from Allah Ta'ala, that it isn't his own doing. It is not his birthright. He is not deserving of it. It is just a favor of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it be our physical things, our eyes that we have, our brains which are functioning, our tongue that is speaking, legs, hands, whatever. Whether it is our Iman and our Islam, whatever we have got, Allah has blessed somebody with knowledge of Deen. Allah has blessed somebody with Ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has blessed somebody with his Ma'rifat and his recognition. All these are just solely the favors of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't our acquisition, it isn't our own. And we should also remember that Allah who gave it to us, Allah can take it away whenever He wants to also. So it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. It is not in our control at all. And the real favors of Allah Ta'ala, we should remember at all times, be thankful to Allah, appreciate all His ni'mat which He has given us. And Allah Ta'ala is that great and kind and merciful being. When we appreciate and we make shukr, Allah increases the ni'mat. Not only will He keep on giving it to us, but He increases it all the time. So we should always remember Allah, turn to Allah Ta'ala and be thankful to Him and never be unthankful. And yeah, again, now this is the end. After this, one more ayat which Allah reminds the Bani Israel of a particular command. And then Allah changes the address then to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. So yeah, we should also take this lesson that all the favors of Allah, the whole Quran, which is the greatest favor, and the commands which Allah has given us, these are the great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. We should appreciate them fully, and we should never be unthankful to Allah Ta'ala. Never ever think it's my achievement, it's I that have done this, because then a person is making shirk with Allah, as though he is a god of his own and he has got matters in his hands, and nothing is in our hands. Everything is in the hands of Allah. So we should turn to Allah Ta'ala with great appreciation, and appreciation must be with our tongue also, and more than that, with the parts of our body. That is, we should live according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and do what Allah wants from us, fulfill His commandments, and then He showers us with even more greater ni'mat. So may Allah let us take a lesson from this which Allah had put the Bani Israel, and in detail it has come in the Sahafa Sufara, all the things, that we don't fall in the same trap that they fell in, and that we realize the evils of their ways, and that we don't follow in their ways, and we don't make them our leaders. Today, unfortunately, we are following the ways of the non-Muslims and not the ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whereas we were commanded fully and completely to follow in the pattern of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But our lifestyle, generally our dressing, all our things we do according to the non-believers. So Allah warns us against that we should not fall in that trap, and we should be sincere devotees to Allah and to His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. وآخر دعوانا